Here on The Mark White Show, we're finding ways to make a difference, and we're looking for opportunities to make an impact on our communities. Whether in Alabama, across the country, or around the world, we can all make a difference. And it starts by taking that first step.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I really consider it the great experiment for humanity when it comes to social media. I've been doing social media for about 11 years. I remember when I was sitting at my restaurant, Tortillas Blanco in Athens, and my wife had connected with some fellow classmates from Russellville, and I had heard about Facebook before. But when she was able to connect with her friends, I decided that that was a pretty good platform to connect with people. And so I created my Facebook account at that time. And that was back in 2010. Of course, over the past 11 years, as businesses go, it has changed and adapted how people use it. Of course, the media began to use it as a platform to share news. And it is a helpful tool. It can also be a tool that's harmful. I wanted to talk to Matt Bassford, who is a preacher up in Tennessee, a friend of mine, and he's also a gospel songwriter. You've heard Matt on the show before. And I wanted to talk about social media and the use of social media, how we can use it as a tool for good. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Matt Bassford.
Pleasure to be on, Mark. I always enjoy our conversations together, and you're absolutely right. This is an important topic.
I was thinking about this morning, Matt, the fact that there are always people who are new to social media. There's a new generation that's coming up, and just like on the outside, when our example is so vitally important to a new generation, It's the same with social media, because if we've been on for any period of time, we are, in fact, an example to those who are coming into the social media community.
That's certainly correct. And it's not just the new people who are in our social media circle. It's not, you know, that new friend that we've made on Facebook, or that kid who has just turned 13 now can be on Facebook or Twitter or what have you. It's basically everybody who comes into contact with us, and it's the way that we behave that determines whether we're going to be an influence for good or an influence for something else on them.
As I mentioned in the intro, there are some helpful ways to use social media, and there are some harmful ways to use social media. And it is a learning experience, because we're putting out information to a very large community when we put it out via social media. As we were talking about in private message, I was talking about the fact that the best way, of course, to communicate with a person, I believe, is one-on-one and eyeball to eyeball. But this new platform, and it still is very new to all of us, it's still a learning experience as to how to use it.
I think that's exactly right, Mark. You don't have to spend very much time on social media to see even somebody whom you expect in real life using that in a way that you think exhibits poor judgment. And of course, for all the rest of us, it's not too hard to look back on our own histories and see something or think of something and say, you know, I wish I hadn't put fingers to keyboard on that one. Because in my case, I have been maintaining an online presence as a blogger since early 2014, I believe. And, you know, in that time, I feel like I've done a lot of good. I've said a lot of things that needed to be said, but there also have been all too many times when my own weaknesses got the better of me.
Once it's out there as quick as we think we make and remove something. People have already seen it. It's a matter of learning what we should do and how we should use this tool. There's so many good things that we can do. I hope that through the Mark White Show, there are those positive things that people see. They see ways that they can make a difference. And I know that there are also people out there and entities out there that want to lead people a certain direction, have them talking about a particular subject, and they're very good at that. There's really kind of a push and pull, because you and I, we have our own issues in our lives, but yet we're also encouraged to, in the bigger picture, to take on a lot of challenges around the world. Those issues are really pushed hard. And so it's up to you or me to decide whether or not we make that our issue to get involved in on social media.
That is certainly the case, because I don't think it is any secret to anybody these days that in our country right now, there are powerful forces that are trying to set Americans at odds with each other and are trying to sow these seeds of hatred and division. And that they're doing this because they think that in some way they will benefit. The more people watch their news program because they're stirring up fear, or more people will vote for them because they're angry. And you know, the list of who these people might be and their motivations goes on and on. And it is so easy, especially when you have these powerful voices that are pushing this us and them. It is so easy, even for Christians, to get sucked into that narrative and to become nothing more than an extension of these people's will and to serve their ends. Sad to say, so much of the time, what these people are pushing is not positive at all. It's strongly negative. When we repeat what they say, and we often can find ourselves contributing to this same gloomy narrative that has cast such a pall over all of us.
And I remember a post that you made, Matt, where the question was, what hill are you willing to die on? I've seen that several times over the years as people dying on a hill, and meaning that you pick a subject and you decide that that's going to be your main effort, and you're willing to sacrifice relationships, you're willing to lose friendships over that. There are a lot of hills that a lot of people die on every day.
That's sad but true, Mark. And I think the nature of social media contributes to that. Because on the one hand, it gives us the opportunity to have positive, productive encounters with people that we would never otherwise even know existed. But on the other hand, when we're talking to these people, they are reduced to nothing more than just words on a screen. And it is so easy when we're not looking somebody in the eye, when we're not face to face with them, that we can get so intent on ourselves and our ideas that we forget that we are talking to another human being out there. You know, somebody who has a face and eyes and hands and feet just like we do. And they have their lives and their families. And generally are possessed of all the same attributes that we are. But all of that complexity gets collapsed into just, okay, this is some moron who is disagreeing with what I clearly think is right. And so I need to stomp them. And, you know, the old gospel hymn, Angry Words, says, "Brightest links of life are broken by a single angry word." Never is that truer than online.
I've thought about this before, Matt, as I make posts on my personal page and then on the show page. Sometimes those posts have a shelf life. And I look at my posts a lot of times and say, well, that has a shelf life, and I will leave it up for a period of time and then I will take it down. Because unlike when you talk to a person face to face and you have a conversation and then, as my friend Lionel Plyler would say, it marinates. You walk away and the conversation is over. With social media, when you post something, the conversation can go on indefinitely. As a matter of fact, when you and I are no longer here, depending on how we have our privacy settings and depending on other things where we posted, our comments, our posts will outlive us for sure, and people will continue to be able to go back and forth on a single post that really did have a much shorter shelf life.
I think that's so, Mark. This is something that I get pretty frequently when something that I've written in 2017 or 2018 comes up in somebody's memories, and they decide they like it, and so they reshare it. And now all of a sudden, I get all these notifications on Facebook for this post that I've completely forgotten about writing. Because once it is out, it is out, and it may well never go away. So it's kind of ironic that in this venue where we're so inclined to be impulsive and to not think about the consequences of our words, that it may be that the consequences of our words are the longest lasting. Because, I can say something stupid to some friends of mine, and everybody's forgotten about it in a month. But if I say something stupid online and it's just the right kind of stupid, then, as you say, that might be an albatross around my neck for the rest of my life and maybe even beyond.
I think about how quickly people are passing with various illnesses, including COVID, and I've seen people jump on these posts who had no earthly idea who that person was, but they feel free, as you mentioned before, to say things that they wouldn't actually say most likely to the person to their face. I remember, it wasn't too long ago, I was called selfish and foolish. And these were the two terms that the person used as a whole because of the way I felt. And I thought about the fact that that person, when I've seen them face to face, has never called me foolish or selfish. But it's so easy to call a person a name behind the keyboard and make comments that you otherwise wouldn't say to a person to their face.
Absolutely. That filter just drops away. And, you know, especially for those of us who are committed to Christ. I don't know, well, I do know, because I know a lot of brethren. And, you know, we just don't go around calling people selfish and foolish unless something has gotten way, way, way out of hand. That's a huge danger signal. And yet, these words that carry so much weight and are so condemnatory can be swung around carelessly on social media. And, you know, it's obvious that this person who said this thing to you, you know who they are. And that means that you are going to struggle with the fact that they've said this, even though they themselves might not remember saying it. You're going to have to grapple with that for the rest of your relationship with them.
Matt, if it's okay, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk some more about the use of social media, maybe some things that we've both learned over the past 11 or so years. I know in my case, it's been 11 years, and you've used social media for quite a while now, and even, as you mentioned, been a blogger. But I think there's probably some things that we can share that maybe will be helpful to people moving forward, because we can lose our focus on what's really important over time. Maybe we've gotten a little rusty when it comes to what really is important and having that list firmly settled as to what we prioritize in our life. Will you stick with me?
I will.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Matt Bassford, and we appreciate him coming on the show. We're talking about the use of social media. I hope that this show is an encouragement to you to utilize social media in a positive way. And we'll talk about that some more when we come back. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Something good today.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play, daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. Today we are discussing the subject of social media. Right now I have on the line with me Matt Basford, and I wanted to address this subject of social media because it is the center of our world at this point when it comes to communication. This is how people are communicating, and less of face-to-face, especially with the COVID situation. People have turned to social media and other outlets to communicate with others, and it's vitally important for the people who care to try to make sure that they're using social media wisely. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Matt Basford.
Thank you, Mark, and as you said, this is definitely something that we need to explore and discuss, not just the problems, but what we can do to be more effective and godlier social media users ourselves.
And some people care and some people don't. Right now, I believe you and I are talking to the people who care, and there are some people who may not care right now, but may care in the future. And so I think it's really important to put it into perspective who we're talking to right now. We're talking to everybody, but especially those with hearts that want to do good, who want to do right, and to help encourage them in that effort.
That's right. And I think the first thing to remember here is that social media can be a powerful tool for good. And this is something that we often overlook because, you know, if you talk to most people and you mention social media, you'll get a kind of a disgusted curl of the lip. Oh, yeah, I know about that. And it has this negative reputation. But the reality is that if you use the opportunity rightly, then this is something where we can make people's lives better on a significant level.
I wonder sometimes as I think about social media and the use of it, if we would be better off without it. But at the same time, when I think about some of the connections that I've been able to make, I know that there is a place for social media. It exists and we live with it, and this is our world that exists with social media. But then it comes down to, how are we going to use it? What are we going to do with it to be the example that we're supposed to be? And yes, we can use it as a teaching tool. We can use it as a learning tool for ourselves. As I said before, one-on-one communication, teaching somebody eyeball to eyeball, is always the best way. And when you start putting it out on social media, there is some caution that we have to put in place, because we know that there are so many other people who are ready to either defend or to go against what you're saying. And so the person who maybe had a heart that was ready to listen is being pulled back and forth by influences, and another person wants that person to hear them once you've made your comment. And it really can become a very confusing situation for somebody who really honestly just wants to learn.
I think that's true, Mark. And as I was listening to you, I was struck by the difference that I've seen in my work between saying something, you know, something that is true and biblical and uplifting, as opposed to getting drawn into some prolonged back and forth. I mean, on the one hand, I can remember a few months ago when I wrote a post about the problems that are associated with sexual abuse of children in the church. And I got Facebook messages from people who were saying things like, "You know, I've waited 32 years for somebody to talk about this, to shine the light on this horrible, dark thing. And I'm so glad that you did." Or in posts where I've discussed my struggles with ALS, getting messages from other Christians who are also terminally ill, and them talking about how encouraging it is to have me being willing to be upfront about my own challenges. So you have that stuff on the high end. But then on the other end, you know, there have been too many times in my life when I have let myself get sucked into an argument where everybody was entrenched and the battle lines were drawn. And looking back, I can't think of a single time when any of those discussions produced anything positive. It just wears people out. It's negative. It embitters you against others and others against you. And it's very hard to see anything good or God-glorifying that comes from that.
When I brought up in the last segment about the individual who called myself, along with a lot of other people, selfish and foolish, I commented respectfully to the individual. But as I thought about how they articulated themselves in the comment that they made, I decided that there was no way that even if I was respectful, that the conversation was going to develop into a respectful situation. And so I decided to delete the comment that I had made and just not address it.
And that often shows tremendous wisdom, that on social media, sometimes the most important key on the keyboard is the backspace key. When, you know, your emotions are heightened or you're disturbed by something that somebody has said, you know, for all of us, of course, not just you specifically. And so you write something, you say, "Should I say that really, or should I let that one go forever?" And how much of the time, looking back a week or 2 weeks later, how often are we regretful that we deleted the comment? And how often are we glad that we did? There is great wisdom in letting something sit for a while, because you can always say it later if you decide you need to. But once you say it, as we have observed, once you say it, it's permanent. It's there.
And we haven't brought it up yet, but the various mental challenges, mental illnesses that people experience, whether that be depression, anxiety, all of these various issues that people have, it plays into that as well. Because myself with depression, if I make a post and I'm attacked for that post, or there's a back and forth, it really does take you sometimes to a very dark place, because obviously you're on the other side of a computer screen, so you're alone. And once that conversation is over, where your mind takes you is a completely different thing.
That's true too. And we greatly underestimate the effect that these words that we're hurling into the ether can have on the real live human beings who are reading them. And this is something that is especially true for, you know, teenagers and others who are considerably younger than I am, is how much bullying there is on social media, where you have actually and tragically had kids hounded into killing themselves because of the cruelty of others on social media. So I think it is very difficult to overstate the harm that words that are cruel or even careless can do when somebody on the other side is in the wrong frame of mind.
A few days ago, Matt, I covered the subject of the new TikTok fad called Deviant Lick, and I had the deputy superintendent of Decatur City Schools in Alabama join me and talk about what the young people are doing for attention on social media. They were stealing soap dispensers. They were soaping the floor in the bathroom. They were stealing fire extinguishers. They were doing damage to school property. And this has become a nationwide problem. And we think about, when we think about the influence that a single post can make, not that you or I are about to start a nationwide fire for anything that we're going to post, but the fact is that when we say something, it can be a powerful influence for good, or it can be a powerful influence for bad. And that's what we're seeing, of course, with the deviant lick that's taking place across the country with our young people.
Yes, I think you correctly identify the problem. It's that we are given so much power that it can be a struggle to use it, wisely. I'm reminded of the discussion in James 3 about how the tongue can set the world on fire. And, you know, this is exactly the sort of thing that James was talking about. You know, if the wrong evil words get into the impressionable mind, then this might be something that can wreck somebody forever. That they'll be turned to doing evil stuff, you know, wrecking the school just so they can have their moment of glory on TikTok, and not thinking about the consequences for them or the school or any of the rest of it. That it is too easy to inspire the foolish to foolishness online.
I tell you, Matt, some of us bounce back better than others. I've been bullied. I've been hurt. I've been embarrassed. And I always seem to keep coming back, even in spite of those things. But we also have to be mindful that there's only so much that we can take as a person, and so many times that we're going to bounce back. And some people are not capable in many aspects to just simply bounce back when they're mistreated. Because like you said, if a young person is bullied into taking their life, that's over. That's a definite move that a person makes, and there is no bouncing back from that.
That is all too true. And it's one of the things where we're really betrayed by our inability to look into somebody else's eyes as we're speaking. Because you have to be a pretty cruel person to recognize that your words are causing tremendous pain to somebody and to keep speaking. You know, if you're saying something to somebody and they burst into tears, 99% of us are going to stop. But online, you can't tell. And because of that, it is so easy to push things much farther than we should.
I know you've heard the saying before, hurt people hurt people. And I don't completely agree with the statement, because sometimes hurt people just hurt. They don't pursue hurting people. But there is some truth to the fact that when we are hurt, that we hurt others. And when we think back to maybe family dynamic, we think about how a young person is raised, the challenges that they go through, and they're hurt. And so there is that dynamic there, I believe, that a person that's hurt hurts other people. And maybe it's just their learned experience. It's not necessarily that they're an evil person, but it's the environment they were in. It's how they learned, and it's what they do. Until they can break that cycle, obviously, they're going to continue to hurt people. And social media is a platform where you can hurt a lot of people at once.
That is so true, brother. And something that Lauren and I have done before is we were foster parents for a time. And it was so tragic to see how deeply scarred those kids were by the things that had been done to them, by the things that they had seen. And once you knew where they had came from or had come from, then a lot of their other behavior really came into focus. And so it doesn't excuse it, but it does help us to understand why people might do such things. And the problem is that in social media, that kind of pain can spread almost virally. If you have somebody who is fighting unsuccessfully with their demons, And so they savage a dozen others. And then those dozen others turn around and savage 10 more apiece. And pretty soon you've got this virus of viciousness that is spreading out of control.
As I would walk out the door as a teenager, my grandparents, both my grandmother and my granddad, would always say, remember who you are. And ultimately, when it comes to social media, Mark White has to remember who Mark White is. Matt Basford has to remember who Matt Basford is. Each of us as individuals have to control ourselves and what we put out to others.
That's right. It is so tempting sometimes to respond in kind, but I need to remember who my Lord is. I need to remember that if he had lived in a time when there was social media, then he would have used it for good. I am responsible for doing my best to imitate him.
Matt, I tell you, I hope that there's someone listening right now who is encouraged by this conversation. They're thinking about maybe things that they've posted in the past, things that they've said. I know that I'm thinking about that right now. And there's nothing wrong with hitting a reset button and saying, you know, I've gotten caught up in a certain path, a certain direction with the use of social media or anything in our life, as a matter of fact, and I want to hit that reset button and I want to improve what I say, what I do, my example to others.
That's right. I mean, for myself, just this past week, I decided that when it comes to the things that I put on social media, that I think the posts are often helpful. But when I get caught up in these prolonged strings of comments, that's almost never helpful. And so I've decided that just to make sure that I am maximizing the good and minimizing the evil, that I just don't need to comment on my own posts anymore. I might address questions in a follow-up, but I need to be aware of the temptation to, you know, just get down in there and mix it up with people. That's the devil getting after me where I'm weak, and I don't need to give him that opportunity.
Well, and I've told you before, Matt, you're in a unique position at this time. We haven't talked about ALS in this conversation in the way that we did the last time, but people are listening to you. They're watching you. They know that you are being challenged right now in a way that many of us will never be challenged when it comes to this battle with ALS, but you have a platform and you have a voice where people are listening and hanging on to your words, if you will, the things that Matt Basford says. They respect you. They love you. They care about you. There are people who do not know you, but know about your battle. And so it has drawn in people, new people, who you can influence greatly.
That's all true. I mean, people are paying a lot more attention to me now than they were a year ago. And just like anything else in my life, it's my responsibility to use that for God's glory. And that means that I just can't leave room to assert what is frankly a pretty contentious nature that I've got and allow that to get in the way of the light of God.
Matt, I appreciate the fact that you were willing to join me today to talk about social media. It puts us both on the spot because we're talking to ourselves when we talk about the mistakes or the things that we say that we maybe regret or wish that we hadn't done. But at the same time, I think that having this conversation is helpful to people to think about, even ourselves, moving forward and what we need to do when it comes to utilizing this thing called social media.
That's right. Just because godliness is hard does not mean that we are exempt from striving to be godly. And just because taking advantage of an opportunity is hard does not mean that we should turn our backs on the opportunity. That's not who Jesus was, and that's not who we need to be either.
That's it. Well, thank you very much, Matt Basford, for joining me here on the Mark White Show again today.
Thank you. I appreciate the invitation, Mark, and I hope that as this goes out across social media that it will do some good.
I hope that it is an encouragement to others. And folks, you know, here on the Mark White Show, we're here to encourage and inspire, and I hope that this conversation, although slightly different than what the Mark White Show typically does, I hope it's been helpful to you. If it is, if you are encouraged by this show, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities, not just where we are locally, but across the country and the world. We have this ability to reach so many people in a positive and constructive way. Let's think about doing that. You can follow the Mark White Show on social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And you can subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Howdy, y'all. This is Wiggles with Wiggles World in Texas. And I just wanted to remind y'all, no matter what age you are, you can always make a difference. A little smile can brighten up anybody's day no matter what. You're listening to The Mark White Show.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Because only Bojangles puts tailgate-ready fresh, never-frozen, honey barbecue or buffalo bone-in wings with fall-off-the-bone juiciness right in the pocket. The only way to make these wings any better? With some made-from-scratch buttery biscuits, flavorful fixins, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. So let the quarterback do the throwing, you do the winning. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Bojangles, it's bow time.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.